This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. When Target purchased Birmingham-based Shipt, the online grocery delivery service last year, it drew attention to the city's tech startup scene. Local entrepreneurs get another chance in the spotlight this week. AOL co-founder Steve Case brings his Rise of the Rest tour to Birmingham tomorrow. There'll be a pitch competition with a $100,000 prize for the winning concept. But overall, it's an effort to highlight startup communities that aren't in tech hotbeds, such as San Francisco and New York. I spoke with Steve Case about his visit.
You're starting to see some of the next kind of breakout successful companies, not on the coast, but in the middle of the country. So we're just trying to shine a spotlight on those entrepreneurs, trying to help do what we can to create more, be a catalyst around what's happening at the city level and really tell the story of these Rise of the Rest cities.
So what is it that you see happening in these smaller markets compared to the coast that you don't see happening in Silicon Valley?
Well, Silicon Valley is great, and there's a lot of innovation there, and there's an ecosystem that's really well developed in terms of talent and capital, and there's a lot of momentum and sort of fearless culture. So there are a lot of great things about Silicon Valley, but there's also a lot of great things about these other cities around the country, these Rise of the Rest cities, which really have expertise around particular sectors. When we were in St. Louis, for example, we learned about what's happening with agriculture technology. In Pittsburgh, we learned what's happening with robotics. We're also seeing a little bit of a slowing of the brain drain. The last half century, a lot of people who were in different parts of the middle of the country felt like they had to move to the coast if they wanted to pursue a career in technology or entrepreneurship. That's beginning to slow. More people are staying where they are. And we've been seeing a little bit of a boomerang of people now returning, where they really see that there's opportunity in places like Birmingham. They don't have to be in San Francisco or New York to pursue their dreams.
Well, in thinking about venture capital as a whole, we still see the vast majority going to the Bay Area, to New York, to Boston. How much of a shift could you actually see or would you anticipate from those hubs?
I think people will be surprised over the next decade how these cities rise. And that, last year, as you mentioned, about half of all venture capital went to one state, California. And that's crazy. It doesn't really reflect the distribution of great entrepreneurs with great ideas. It's more of a kind of an artifact of how venture capital started and sort of a laziness of part of the venture capitalists in Silicon Valley. They just like to be able to drive to the companies they invest in. So it's surprising that there is such a disconnect.
If this shift away from the coast does happen, do you see decision-making, gatekeeping, does that leave those top markets in any significant way?
Well, those top markets are strong and will continue to be strong. And in order for the rest to rise, cities like San Francisco don't have to fall. We just need to figure out how to shift that balance and get more capital going to more people in more places, sort of level the playing field in terms of opportunity. So everybody everywhere really does feel like they have a shot at the American dream. But, eventually, markets, I think, are efficient. Eventually, venture capital will go to the best entrepreneurs wherever they are. But it will require communities like in Birmingham coming together, really celebrating their startups, really telling the story of what's happening in Birmingham so it really can attract more talent, can attract more capital, can attract more partnerships.
Well, I want to take a step back a little bit because when we think about tech more generally, right now, we've seen a lot of criticism against big tech companies, particularly Facebook, basically about sort of the power that they've amassed and issues of privacy or how information is shared. And I guess, do you see that having any implications for those further on down the food chain, for those who are entrepreneurs in smaller cities?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a wake-up call. I wrote about this a couple of years ago when I wrote a book called The Third Wave and talked about as the internet became more part of everyday life and was starting to impact so many important aspects of our lives, there likely was going to be a little bit of a backlash against Silicon Valley. I think that creates opportunities for entrepreneurs in other places, and I think will lead more venture capitalists to not just kind of focus on backing the companies in their backyard, but getting on planes and visiting companies in other places. I think that's an opportunity for a lot of cities, and the question is which really rally as cities, as communities, to capitalize on that opportunity. And Birmingham, from everything I've heard and read, has that opportunity, and hopefully we'll seize it.
That's AOL co-founder Steve Case. He'll visit Birmingham as part of his Rise of the Rest tour tomorrow.